How's it going, everybody?
I'm gonna be a dick now. No, this is the quick before your mom, before my mommy gets home podcast.
And we need to be real quick because if she shows up, all this gets
sits on, she's gonna beat all our asses. Yeah, she's gonna fuck all of us up. Dude. We're here with the one, the only, the original Big Lou from the West Side Wino himself, fucking Louis Jesse Martinez.
Oh,
I'm Jesse Ricardo Martinez, because my mom's like, you guys ain't having the same fucking name. I'm not even joking, dude. That's
I'm surprised she doesn't even call you Ricardo.
Takes more after his mom than me.
Right, dude. You guys are. I tell this to my mom. They both can't fuck with the computer.
Neither can
he
you.
He can't remember a fucking. He's just barely getting his fucking memory back
from being sick.
Dude, check it. He didn't have to suck no Corona dick like fucking that one little rapper guy, the 69 guy. That dude sucked like 10 Corona dicks to get out of jail. Big Lou didn't. The fucking officers up at Greeley gave him the coronavirus, but he survived, dude. He's on a ventilator. He just got done fucking getting Corona, dude. He got Corona in jail.
Did they put you in a medical induced coma, didn't they?
Yeah.
Damn.
Ventilator and all that shit. And you're fucking, your rates go down, bro. I was stressed, fool. You're fucking, the death rate goes up when they put you on a ventilator.
Oh,
all
yeah,
that shit,
I know.
Dude. It's fucking fucked up, bro. You know what I mean? But he's here. The one, the only Big Lou. Fucking from the West Side, dude.
Oh, yeah. He's alive.
He's alive.
He made it.
I take a lick and still keep kicking.
Yeah, shit. Good job, man. I'm glad to have you out because that was fucking crazy. I remember this dude was getting all sad. If you want to know that your son actually loved you, that motherfucker cried.
Dude.
I watched that dude cry like 3 times. I've never seen that dude cry except when he gets and doesn't get his way, so.
Fuck you. Dude. I'm cool. No, but it's great having my dad here.
I win an argument with his mama.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. No, dude, we had virtual court with him today.
Virtual court?
Morning. Yeah, dude. Yeah,
they're showing me live all over the place, bro.
Oh, shit.
Right. Yeah, he's got three or four.
Like fucking four charges on me, bro, for Jefferson County.
Oh, shit. All the way up there?
Yeah, no, hey, bro, I was in a high speed chase.
And he got away with it, bud. He got away with it because they got COVID in jail, bud.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they said time served, all kinds of shit, bud.
They was going to give me classes and shit like that.
They're going to make them do driving classes and all kinds of shit.
Well, look at all the time we spent in jail and then...
And then all the time in the hospital, yeah.
And then in jail, he just barely got out of the hospital, maybe a month ago?
Yeah.
I had a killer fucking...
I had a killer public defender.
Yeah? Well, that's good.
She's fine, too. No,
it's because I fucking got on it, dude, and all these people are working together to help him out now, man.
Well, yeah, you're a high risk now, especially since you already got it. If they send you back, you're going to get it again.
No, that's like, and he's got that COPD and a bad valve in his heart. I remember. Yeah. That's like
no,
shit.
No, I got a new valve in my heart. That's
working.
He's
got a valve in his heart.
That's
working. You have a replacement valve?
Yeah, yep. No, dude, you should have seen when he...
The nitro
valve. Remember when you were dying in the hospital? Like, what was that? It was before, right? Before your
2010.
Surgery?
2010.
Yeah, so before his surgery, Big Lou got all septic, bud, and his liver was shutting down and shit.
No, that was right after the surgery.
Or was it out? No, it was before.
That was
because
right after, because they had moved me to Denver.
Yeah, all right, that's what it
for
was.
Therapy.
Is he was doing therapy, and then about a month and a half after he got all the ventilator and he
my
was out.
My liver and kidneys shut down.
And his liver and kidneys were shutting down.
I ballooned out.
But he ballooned out, but his fucking balls swelled up like fucking 2 giant grapefruits, dude.
Almost bowling balls.
Almost,
but
dude,
just
were,
under.
Yeah. No, dude,
like
I
a
go,
kid's bowling ball.
Yeah,
like
no,
that,
dude,
you know,
I go
one
into
was like
that.
One of
I go
big
into
oranges,
the...
And the other one was a little bit bigger than a cantaloupe.
No, dude, I fucking go in there, and he's like giving birth to a baby like this, bro. And he goes, son, check this out. And he moves them like this, and they're 2 big old balls. I was like, damn, dog. I was like, what the He's all the nurse got to rub on. I was like, oh, fuck.
Was that the first time you'd seen your father's balls?
Dude, fuck, dog. We fucking go fucking swimming and all that shit, dude. We're not fucking shy. We were bachelors, bro. We had a... Big Lou had a crib my last 2 years of high school when I was 16. And I practically moved in with him up there because I was like fucking 6 blocks away from... my high school and shit, dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And fuck, dude, we used to fucking get tore down up there, bro. Huh, Dad? Oh. Nah, Big Lou used to be more wild style. Like, you know how I was...
dipping at 2 o'clock in the morning.
You know how I was wild style when you first met me? Fucking, you know how I was getting pretty wild there, dude, when you first met me in comedy? That was fucking times 10, bro. Every fucking night over there with this guy, bro. That's like, I'm not joking.
I lived a good life, bro.
That's like,
you sound like you did a fun life,
bro. So when I was in high school...
Yeah, but I'm paying for it now.
That's for damn sure. Yeah, you're definitely paying for it.
Yeah, no, dude. So, when I was in high school...
I was still kicking.
Yeah, you're still alive.
When I was in high school, I would be ditching, and I'd be at home. I'd jack a little bit of weed out of his tin. Like I say, dude, the tin can, the dispensary was my dad's tin can in the closet, bro. Right. I had a quarter pound of weed in there.
I knew
you gotta take the fucking seeds out, bitch. You know what I mean? But we'd roll a couple joints, we'd be ditching, and then him... And Fat Freddy and fucking
Boobzilla,
a bunch of other motherfuckers would come home for lunch, bro. And this fool would go right over to the fucking stove with the big old spoon, bud. And these fools would all fucking throw down, and they'd be slamming. Big Lou would have a 40, bud. Boom, fucking cooking his shit out the stove, like. And then they'd all do hits, bro. They all be getting all hot.
Oh fuck!
Remember that one? The best fucking lunchtime story is Boobzilla comes in, bro.
My brand new
and he fucking Big Lou. We just got 2 fucking new chairs, dude. Fucking from the fucking thrift store, bud, for cheap, bud. 2 nice chairs. And fucking Boobzilla comes in and he fucking sits down and goes, "Hey, how much is this chair?"
Wait, Boobzilla's a dude?
Yeah, dude.
Who the fuck is Boobzilla?
It's Fred Tyera. Watch, you're going to meet him, dude. He's fucking tight, bro.
Remember Lewis?
He's
going to
start doing comedy again, bro. He don't know. He's from fucking shitty ass Grand Junction, bro.
Yeah, I'm not from the city.
You don't know dick, fool.
So who's Boobzilla?
So anyways, he's our homeboy. He's a big old fat guy, dude. He looks like
from Craig, Colorado.
He looks like Joey Diaz.
From Craig?
Yeah,
he's a big old fat dude. He looks like bigger than Big Lou's big old
Mexican dude or white dude or what?
A white guy, kind of dude, or Fred Tyera. He's like half. Hey, come on, guy! I already told you can't say shit that. Come on, motherfucker! But anyways, no, we ain't gonna cut dick, bro. He's too old. Just like they can't cancel Joey Diaz, they can't cancel Big Lou. He ain't in shit. He ain't in nothing, bud. You know what I mean? As long as me and Tall Guy don't say that shit, we're all right.
Jesus,
you know? Anyways, Fred comes in and he sits down in the chair and he goes, "Yo, how much is this chair?" And Big Lou's like, "Oh, dog, I just got it for $22 at the thrift store, bud." And then Fred goes like this, "Well, I'll give you $25 for it." And we go in there and the motherfucker's like this, bud, busted in half. He fucking busted it in half, dude. And then they just fucking sit there and do like 7 hits. And then Big Lou, a 40 was a 20-minute timer. So they would hit the liquor store and then the house, and then 20 minutes by the time he hit.
Finished the 40.
Had to drive back it was to time work. To go to work. Back time to work.
Oh.
And then he'd go back to work and fucking chill, paint for another 2-3 hours, bud, and then come home. And he'd come home with the 20 pack of fucking bullets.
Of
bottles, dude. 20 pack. Dude, that's how Big Lou rolled fucking every other night, fool. That's why do you think I don't drink, bro? That's why I can't, dude, or else I'd fucking do stupid shit like that, or I'd have a kegerator.
I'd get home and call the candy man, and it was on.
Yeah, dude.
For 40 years.
Jeez.
I think I got it right. No, more than that. About 45 years.
45 years of doing this shit. Yeah. Damn, son.
Nah, dude, back in the day, how when you lived in Golden, huh, Big Lou?
Yeah.
Tell a fucking tall guy about Golden, dude.
Oh, shit, man. I had a half ounce of Lee Habit back then.
Really?
Like the movie Blow, bro.
I still go to
But you know how much blow. You have? Tell them how much this fool they caught you with.
Wait, how much did they catch you with?
Fucking like two and a half keys.
2 keys? Jeez. you got Batman to make a face on that one, goddamn.
Nah, dude.
But hey, I had the best public defender ever came out of.
Obviously, public. You're here.
Ever came out to see you and Slipper. He was just starting out, but.
But he got you.
I had Dave Deason. He was the best drug criminal lawyer in Denver at the time. I had him on retainer.
And what did he get you?
He told me to fire the one that they gave me, hire this little Jew kid. His name was Ricky Fitzsimmons. So
okay.
He says, "Tell him you want this guy." He says, "And I'll give you your retainer back." You know, because I had I had $100,000 to spend with this guy.
Oh, really? Holy
well,
shit.
I had built it up, you know.
That much, yeah.
No, dude, it's like fucking Better Call Saul, bud.
You just keep bitches
but
on the
table.
No,
it's
like Better Call Saul. You gotta have a fucking lawyer, bud, when you got that much fucking moving, that much
growth, yeah,
you're
definitely.
An idiot not to, dude.
No,
yeah.
No, hey, but that, you know, fucking, he probably could have got me off, too, and stuff, you know.
Yeah, but what did he get you?
Huh? He told him to get that cat.
Oh, no, yeah, what did that...
Jose get me for his possession.
Oh, that's it? Not even distribution?
No, because it was all package. It was all one package.
Yo,
that's a weird way of looking at
it. It was split up.
Yeah, you had little baggies and shit. I understand what you're saying.
The cops didn't even find the fucking 12 pounds of weed underneath the fucking sink, homie. You know what I mean?
Wait, did they raid your house?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude.
Oh, they did a raid?
Right outside of Golden, right down the
Goldback
school. And, dude, they raided his spot. They got him for the white. He had, like, a little house like this on fucking, like, an acre and a half. Had a big old tree. We used to have a dope-ass fucking tree house, but we used to pee on the dog. We used to pee on the dog from the tree house. And he had this dog
knucklehead.
He had a dog knucklehead.
Fucking every time his head was wet, I knew I had to rinse him up with the hose.
Oh, my God.
He was getting the hose before he came in the house. But he's coming, he'd bring the hose up so I could...
That was the last time I shit my pants, too.
What?
Yeah. No joke.
Yeah, I was waiting for his turn on the bike.
I wanted my turn on the bike because it had a long driveway and we had a ramp. And we used to go down to the end of the driveway, do the ramp, and then we'd come back, do the ramp, and then there's another ramp. And I was waiting for my turn, and my cousin Jose just kept going, and fuck you, man.
And then you
shit my turn, it's my turn, and I shit my pants.
I don't believe that was.
I didn't believe it.
Yeah,
that was.
No.
Instead of saying anything, I just told him, fucking get, just climb in the shower, you know. And he said, why? I told him, fucking, I ain't fucking wiping your ass. Let it run down, you know, it'll go down the drain. So I told him to take a shower.
Oh, God, Jesus.
He thought I was crazy. But
you remember?
Didn't it work?
I showed Big Lou the story from TJ Webb from when he smeared the shit all over the wall.
Oh, yeah.
That was good, homie. That shit was funny, though, dude.
No, motherfucker didn't want to let me go into the bathroom, bro. There's one downstairs, and I had been sick, bro, you know?
Right.
And fucking couldn't make, you know, didn't make it and shit, but so.
And so you just threw
so
that,
just, yeah,
you just said, fuck it.
No, but I shit my pants all over my fucking boxers and shit.
Ooh.
So I took them off, but my fucking sweats were stained, you know, so I fucking went to the sink and I'm there rinsing my fucking sweats and shit, but nothing, you know, fucking my balls were hanging all over the place,
ooh,
you know. Just clean myself up, you know.
And his balls were hanging really low because they were all stretched out. His balls are hanging way down here.
And this dude fucking looks down and everything and he says, Oh my, you know. I told him, fucking, I told him, don't go in that stall, but that stall's fucking, I just polluted that stall, you know. So he goes in the other stall, he says, man, they got to clean this place, it smells like shit. And I told him, well, this is a toilet, bro, you know.
That's how it goes.
Yeah, you know, I told him, that's why, you know.
And then you threw it against the wall. You threw your dirty.
No, man, fucking, I fucking rubs. The wall just shit and stuff. You know, motherfucker thought he was God, but fucking told me fucking to go downstairs. You know, motherfucker had his nerve.
Hell, that dude quit that job.
He got to fucking clean this shit up. You know. Hell, fuck that shit, bro. No, hey, but I was, you know, I even told him, hey, bro, I'm sick. I told him, fucking, I take these pills that make me use the bathroom a lot and stuff like that.
Oh, my God, I need a cigarette.
You know? Motherfucker said, no, go downstairs. I haven't cleaned downstairs yet, you know? So, fucking, hey.
He said he had to clean it.
Yo, he had to clean
don't
it.
Don't fuck with Big Lou. Don't fuck
you
with
know?
Big Lou, dog. I remember one time...
I don't get mad, I get even. Okay?
No, I remember, check this out, I remember this one time, we're driving, I'm like 17, 18 or whatever, but I'm driving, and this motorcycle cuts me off, and Big Lou goes, fuck that fucking guy. So I cruise up next to him, I'm in my little Toyota, so And he fucking leans in the window and he starts flipping us off, like, right in Big Lou's face. Because I'm driving. I've had my license longer than my dad's ever had.
And they're gone again.
And anyways.
Well, both of us
so, yeah, both of us don't got license right now. We're cool guys. Cool guy club.
So
this guy's flipping Big Lou off, and Big Lou goes, "Fuck you, motherfucker!" And he lifts up his front visor, and he fucking spits on Big Lou, and then he G's out, bud. So I'm following him, we stop at 72nd of Sheridan over there. Big Lou gets out the fucking car, bud.
What?
And he fucking
runs into him in the head, bro, and he throws his visor down.
He fucking pulled the punch back. You lying ass piece of shit, dude. He fucking swung as hard as he could and fucking smacked the dude right in the fucking helmet. Then he goes, yeah! But then he goes with the other hand and he fucking punches him right in the fucking chest, bro. And he starts slamming him right in the chest because it's not his helmet.
Yeah.
But dude fucking peeled out up, like that almost a wheelie. Bike, through the red light, dude, and almost gets hit by two cars trying to get away from him, dude.
Holy shit.
You don't fuck with Big Lou, dude. That's like, if I was half as aggressive
and we had all the little kids with us, because we were going to Lakeside, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
You had all the kids at the end, you're just like, this is how you handle situations, little ones.
All the little kids. Westside! Fucking Uncle Lou's crazy, yeah.
Do you think that you... I don't know if you remember these times. Do you think you had a crazier childhood, or did he have a crazier childhood?
Oh, I had to deal with you.
Well, I did, bro. Because fucking...
We didn't have all the technology.
Oh yeah, you guys didn't have shit back then.
You know what their fun was? You guys had to take Triceratops.
You know Santa Fe Boulevard over there?
We used to have rock fights, bro. That was our entertainment.
Like on the Mayan plane, you have rock fights, dude.
You have a football for maybe a month. But because you wear the football out, you could only play so much football with one football. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Once that wore out and stepped bed, fucking, what do you want to do? Just have a rock fight. You know? or a belt fight, you know, take off your belt.
Oh, God.
Nah, dude, Big Lou used to tell me the funny shit.
We used to play Cowboys and Indians, but BB guns.
Which one were you?
Huh? BB guns and take the tips off the arrow. But I stuck one from my fucking partner, Charles, about fucking... Now his dad said, "Leave it in there." or else it'll start bleeding. You know.
Yeah, no shit.
It wasn't bleeding too bad. It was just in there,
just leaking a little bit.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Hey, Char, I'll cut it off. You know, we'll just put Band-Aid in
there. Oh no! You know, over there off of Santa Fe by 8th Avenue and shit. Big Lou went to high school right there, west.
Yeah.
And he's like, we used to fuck around over there, and back in the day, the big M80s, bro. With the fireproof wicks, he's like, we used to fucking flush them in the toilets at the barbershops over there.
Fucking
up the fucking toilets like fucking crazy.
We blew up the ones at school one time.
So that's why it's good the kids have fucking all phones now. They have something to preoccupy themselves. They're not breaking fucking toilets at barbershops.
They're pulling fucking fire alarms.
When's the last time you heard of a kid doing that shit?
Pulling fire alarms. Are you guilty of pulling fire alarms?
No, I never did that move.
How come?
Because it's inconsiderate, it's normal, I guess. We were taught not to do that.
The reason I never did it is
I watched a kid do that, and they caught him because there were cameras there.
Somebody snitched.
Well, no, he was the dumbass and stayed in the building after he fucking pulled it. That's why he got caught. He's fucking all crying in the bathroom, and they catch him and pull him out, and all the fucking fire department's there and shit. And so, yeah, I was just like, well, I'm not going to go through that. So, yeah, I never did that.
I used to do it and sneak back you into class.
Charger? All right, just whatever. Continue. Fuck it.
All right, well.
We're dropping most of this online with the picture at the end. Fuck it. Yeah, no, dude. Big Lou's crazy, dude. That's like, shit. Remember the first concert we went to, Big Lou?
Oh, yeah.
Who Quadrophenia? At McNichols Arena.
Yeah.
Way back, dude. This is like...
No, everybody says, well, fucking, you babysitting? No, that's my son. He's babysitting.
Yeah, I drove us there, bud. And we got all stoned, dude. I was like,
don't worry about
old.
It. Fucking, he was he fucking old enough to fucking do whatever he wants. Or he does whatever he wants.
Well, yeah, he's going to do whatever the fuck he wants anyway. You can't tell him to do shit.
Pass him that magic joint.
I remember. I remember for my
pass him that magic joint.
I remember for my cousin Sandra's quinceañera. They had the fucking dance right up the road from my grandma's house, right? And Big Lou was looking sharp, bud. He had a fucking a tan, like a light tan shirt, a fucking nice fucking kind of not so bright orange fucking suit top, right? And he had a fucking dope ass Rolling Stones tie on, bro. He looked sharp, bro. But then as the night went on, bro, shit, dog, all of a sudden the fucking jacket was off. We walked down to Granny's and we got him a short sleeve white shirt with the tie still. And then later on, no shirt, muscle shirt with a tie around his head like a bandana. And he got thrown out for trying to give kids the pitchers of beer for their dads to take to the table.
Wait, what?
He was giving little kids, take this to your dad over there. Fucking
whole pitcher?
Yeah, whole pitcher. Little kids walking around pitchers like this. It was a Mexican fucking quinceañera for sure. But then we had to walk my dad back down to my grandma's house and fucking put him on the porch. We put him on the porch like this. And we knocked the door and ran. And then we got tickets that night.
For what?
We were with my cousin Melvin in his fucking dope-ass little Chevy pickup. You know, the step-side old-school Chevys, dude. And this motherfucker had fucking...
Oh, yeah.
In the blue one, in Ray's. Ray's blue one. This was when Melvin was driving Ray's blue one.
Oh, all right.
But fucking, we had six fucking kegs in the back of that motherfucker. One of them was full, bro. One of them was full. All the rest were empty. And we were driving back up north to Ray's crib out the fucking apartments on fucking, kind of by 76? Where you're at. On 74th, oh, yeah. Right there in Pecos, mm-hmm. By where you guys are going to be. We got clinging to a vehicle, bud, because we were fucking slinging beers out the back of the fucking truck, bro. And then we popped the tap off, dude, and fucking threw it down, bro, before the fucking cops rolled up. And they're like, what are you guys doing? We're like, we're taking these kegs back to my cousin's house, and we couldn't all fit in the front, you know what I mean? And he goes, well, either you guys try to smash in there, or I'm going to write you guys tickets, and I don't care what happens after I leave. But get the fuck out of here. Because it was Cinco de Mayo. And this was back in the day. There wasn't nothing but fucking Mexicans on fucking Federal, dude, on Cinco de Mayo. I'm not even joking, fool. There was like a million Mexicans on Federal back in the day. Ask Batman, huh, Batman? Did you ever go cruising back in the day, dog? No? Fuck, dog. It was Mexican town, bro. All the way, fool. I'm not even joking. Before that divide, that medium was in the middle of Federal, there used to be turn lanes, fool. And Mexicans used to just pop their lowriders in there, fucking chill. You're like, what's up, hoes? And you fucking mac all the girls, dude. You know what I mean? It was crazy, jeez, fool. It was wild, dude. It was like fucking you see on the music videos and shit, fool. It was fucking Federal used to be crazy, dog.
Yeah.
I remember my homeboy Leo, huh, Big Lou?
Yeah.
He used to always be bumping, dog. He had the fucking sickest bumps in his car, huh, Big Lou? Remember when you thought your eye was shaking? Big Lou was like, my eye's shaking. And he got out and he's like, oh, like that.
Oh, fuck.
Man, dude, it was wild style back in the day.
Yeah, no shit. Sounds like it. Good God. What did you guys... What was it? Tell me another crazy story of you two. Because you guys had a bunch of adventures,
shit,
I imagine.
I don't know.
Oh, shit.
Did I ever tell this story? Or no, I did tell that story.
What?
About the baseball zoo? And the hookers?
No, we can't tell that
wait,
story.
Wait, you can't tell a hooker story?
Yeah, fuck it. So, we're playing little big leagues.
And it's like... It's our last year together.
It's our all of ours last year together, bro.
They were all 18.
But we're all...
But they all played together since...
Since we 7 years old. Like, yeah. Dude,
T-ball,
bro. Really like,
T-ball.
Oh, so yeah. You guys did that every year.
So all of us played every year.
No, and these are all the guys from the
neighborhood. It's like the best of the best, dude. Okay. And we're all fucking homies, dude. You know what I mean?
Known each other for life.
My homeboy Tomas, he lived right there behind me, dude. You know, it's all of us. TJ used to live right here. RIP TJ. You remember we talked shit about him during our first podcast with Cisco?
He was a team and a fucking liar, but...
He's all right, guy.
He learned from the best.
Wait, is TJ the one that had the bear-maced fucking Cisco?
No, TJ's the one that died that we was clowning during that podcast. Well, So yeah. Anyways, we were all playing baseball, dude, and then, like, we were all fucking slinging weed and all this shit, you know, chronic was coming in. Well, fucking every night after we won, because we were in a big tournament in Boulder, and we fucking whooped ass. The first weekend, we whooped everybody's ass, dude. We got into the fucking, they were about to send us to Colorado, or to fucking Grand Junction for their, you know how they got the big baseball tournament?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Grand Junction, they was sending us out there, bro, if we had a better fucking coach. You know what I mean? They're like, the coach said, "Nah, I'm done after this shit." But this is why he was done. Yeah, this is why he was done. This is why John was done, fool. So the second weekend, if we won our both of our games, that's fucking Saturday night, bro. We'd get fucking strippers out the crib, dog. Get fucked up, dog. We're only like 17, 18, fool. We'd get strippers. Like I said, we was all saying, don't fucking have a good old time. We were fucking kids, bud. You know what I mean? We all had money. I worked at fucking Jim's Burger Haven and shit, dog. I still worked at Jim's Burger Haven and shit, dude. I had money, dude. You know what I mean? We'd get hookers or strippers. Well, one night, this fine black girl, how big, Lou? Halle Berry. Halle motherfucking Berry, son. No joke, huh, Big Lou? And then this big titty black girl, and then their fucking security comes in, and he goes, "Oh, it looks like it's cool in here." And then fucking Big Lou goes, "Hell yeah, it's cool, homeboy." And he fucking takes a big old hit, and he's like, "Yo, is that some shit?" Big Lou guys, "You want a hit, homeboy?" And fuck, dog, it was on. It was on, dude. That little black chick stripped for all of us. And then she goes like this, bro. She goes straight up, right, walks up right to me. And she goes, "Everybody else paid, but you're for free." And she grabs me and takes me into the room. Fucking.
Oh.
Fuck out of me, dude. Fucking $100 for a condom after that, dude. All the homeboys fucking went after me, dude. Fucking they pulled their hundos out full just to fuck that little black girl, dude.
Oh,
dude. It was. She was banging though, bro, dude. She is so. She's the finest black girl.
Is that your first hooker?
Nah, dude. I wasn't a hooker. I got it for free, bitch. What's up, motherfucker?
Still a hooker when afterwards.
No, those guys got hooked. I didn't, bro. I got fucking dude. I didn't have to pay for it, dude.
I got the big titty one, though.
Hey, we were fucking that big titty girl in the kitchen with that black bull hitting the pipe like this. That black dude's hitting the pipe and big titty black girl on the fucking open. That black guy was cracking up.
I was sitting on the kitchen chair, you know?
Jesus.
She pulled it out of my... It was crazy, bro. So, yeah, dude, that's fucking some of my first sexual experiences.
You guys
don't know. I can't deny it, dude. That was, we used to fucking go wild. Can't explain it either. Yeah, I don't know, dude. It's funsies, bro.
Yeah.
I had a blast, Big Lou. I'm glad you're still alive, brother.
So am I.
Hell yeah, dude.
My memory's coming back, too.
Hopefully, this is jogging your memory, dude. We'll do it down.
That was like what? About the third time that I was actually dead for a while.
Jeez, I don't know. We'll tell Tall Guy about when you were on the ventilator asking me for sweet tea.
What are you telling me about?
Big Lou said, "This is like the third or fourth time he's been close to death."
Well, actually considered
or actually dead or fucking, you know.
Considered dead.
Yeah.
Legally.
So, when he had his heart surgery and all that shit, when he had his valve replaced and shit, dude, this fool's fucking sitting there on a ventilator too, but they had tubes going down into his lungs just sucking shit out.
Remember? Electricity hooked up to my heart.
Shit.
Yeah, and he had they had shit shocking his heart to go and
constantly?
Shit.
Constantly?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
And but he had these tubes sucking shit out of his lungs. Remember Big Lou?
Yeah.
And there was like blood and vial.
Yeah.
Like you know what I'm talking about. But then there was these black chunks in there, like tar, bro. You know what I mean? I know that's what our lungs look like, fool.
Probably.
From smoking, you know what I mean?
From the fucking, you know,
no, but then you look.
Mine's a pretty picture plate, bro.
But then you look closer, bro, and there's these fucking chunks in there, fool. There's these little fucking white and clear chunks and shit, right? And I told the doctor, "What is that?" because it's all over the fucking container.
Oh.
Like, it sticks on the side, no, and it doesn't go down.
That shit would come out, you know, and fucking...
Wait, are they making jars like this big?
Yeah, the jars like this big, and then there's spit and shit at the bottom. But on the all around the side, there's these black chunks everywhere, dude, and they got these pieces in it.
That's so good.
Guess what those shiny little flakes in that shit were?
Oh, you fucking gag it. Eggnog, motherfucker.
Nah, guess what those little fucking, I can imagine. That shit was meth, fool.
Oh, my God.
That lady says that it recrystallizes when you hold it. That's why you gotta blow it out fast. But that lady goes, yeah, we think that might be like methamphetamines and recrystallizing in your lungs and shit. And Big Lou still got the fucking tube down his throat, bud, and he goes like this. He goes, hey, dog,
save that shit.
He's all, hey. Let's clean that shit off and sell it. He tells us that we should sell that shit.
Oh, my God.
that's
so gross.
You know, I bet you I could have cleaned it up with fucking... cleaned it off with some good fucking rubbing
acetone,
alcohol.
Some acetone.
Rubbing alcohol, acetone.
Oh, my God.
And that shit will just wash all that fucking shit right off of it, and you fucking bake.
I'll just go and fucking buy a fucking pint of fucking acetone for paint shop, dude.
Oh, my God.
Man.
You know what it looks like.
Yeah, I know what it looks like, but I seen you and Uncle Paul. Yo, dog, I never seen anybody fucking... That's how you fucking cook the OG crack, huh, Big Lou?
No, that's how you clean speed.
That's how you clean speed?
Is acetone?
Acetone.
Yeah. Oh, shit. That sounds gnarlier than the meth itself.
it's like the fucking...
It's like pressing the butane.
It's like pressing the butane, but...
So have you done the drugs that don't exist anymore? Like Quaaludes and shit like that?
Oh, yeah.
Big Lou done the greenies and shit.
Yeah,
the old greenies.
No.
You know those little pills that fucking homeboy be bringing around right now?
No.
Jibo. You never seen those little pills? Yeah.
No, I didn't see those. Okay, I get what you're saying. Yeah.
That's what it is, bro. That's exactly what it is.
Little pinkies or what?
Little yellows, bud. Little babies like that.
But
they're bomb, fool. I had one and I fucking rode around town all night, dude, on fucking Uber Eats, fucking over there post-mating, bro. I'm not even joking. He just gave it to me. He's all, try it. I was like, yeah, I'll try it, bud. Because I used to take all those, the homeboy... You remember that guy from the sewer place? This fool used to take Adderall like it's going out of style, son. You know what I mean? This fool used to do what I used to do.
Back when it was called Ritalin?
No, dude.
I used to fucking trade him with fucking, what was it, the fucking Xanax bars?
Yeah.
I used to trade him the Xanax bars and shit instead, but...
Oh, really?
He's giving me fucking 30 milligram fucking, you know... Oxys and shit and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever oxys he had, has it?
Yeah,
just straight across, pill for pill, you know. And I fucking come back over here and sell him fucking, you know, at point, you know.
Exactly. Yeah, this motherfucker, dude, I don't know how this cat, his dad was like a preacher, bud, and that's why he...
Really?
That's why they put him on all those fucking pharmaceuticals, bro, to try to fucking level him out.
No, and
they put him on fucking a shit ton of speed, and then they gotta fucking give him an Oxycontin to calm down? Come on, guy.
That's fucking crazy.
This fucking pharmaceutical game's off point.
He was cooking fucking...
Yeah.
He was cooking speed in his fucking dad's fucking garage or something, I bet you.
Nah, dude. He was on all that speed, bro. He was on all that shit. He was all about pharmaceutical shit. He was a cool kid, bro. He rode his motorcycle too fast.
He was just all fucked up.
He was just all fucked up, bro, on fucking pharmaceuticals, dude.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, those are the things that like people are just like, how's everybody doing drugs? Like, you fucking put everybody on drugs as kids, bro. Like, how do you expect people not to be on drugs when they get older? That's why everybody smokes weed.
Man, Big Lou, you should see this big retarded guy skate, Dad.
Roller skater?
No, skateboard.
Skateboard?
Yeah, the old skateboard.
Yeah, he could skateboard all right, buddy.
I have fun doing that shit. I haven't done it in a while.
He kind of sucks. He's alright.
I like to ride my bike over there and shit and stuff.
Oh, all around the parks and shit? Uh-huh. Yeah, those things are fun with bikes. There's a bunch of those around here, too.
Yeah. There's one right by my house, bro. Got jumps and stuff, but...
Oh, yeah,
they got the big dirt jumps over there for mountain bikes.
No, I've seen those. Yeah, you can see them off the highway, some of them.
Yeah.
One of them's right by one of the fucking tent cities over here. I saw them.
You should go by there, though, but it's pretty cool.
I can't do bikes anymore. I'll hurt myself.
No, hey, man, if the dirt's soft, bro, I'd do it. You know?
Yeah, no, I feel you. It's probably better hit than cement. That's for damn sure. This guy watched me fucking lose my breath all hardcore. I'm
trying to find it.
Oh, fucking.
Oh, that's not where I lost my breath. I'm talking about at the skate park with your friend Peanut.
Oh, yeah, with Pickles.
Fucking, I had a friend. I had a skater friend named Peanut. That's why I thought that. But, yeah, I knocked my fucking breath out. This dude caught me doing some shit at that ditch over there. What was the street?
That's what I'm trying to find right now.
I've got it. Yeah, where is it at? What street is that fucking thing on?
It's right there. No, dude, it's, by our old house. Across the way from the train tracks. Wolf.
Oh, Wolf Park?
Yeah, you know where, you know where the...
Wolf, come on.
No, but you know where the ditch is, right? Where the channel is, where the water goes, and it goes all the way down there by Lowell and all that shit.
Yeah,
it's right there, fool.
Yeah, that's fucking... That was
when the cops pulled me over on the bike?
No.
Well, that pathway.
It was on...
Wolfway?
Where did that happen at?
I got a Google Drive.
Oh, here we go. Videos. Yeah, there we go.
Watch, yeah.
Let's see if I can see this thing load up. He caught me doing this. That was at that ditch over there.
Oh, all right, yeah.
Yeah. That took me, what, like half an hour to get?
I don't know.
You were fucking clowning. He got a weird-ass angle on it. It almost looks better than the angle my friend got.
Yeah, I got a good angle on it. Did you hit the water?
No, I did a few times, actually, before that try. I didn't fall in the water. I let the board go in the water a couple times, but... But I got that thing. I saved it at that last one. That was my whole thing. Once I landed, I was like, just fucking stay out of the water. You got this shit.
I got it.
Write it down.
Yeah, no. I wrote
it down. It's on my mom's computer. That's what it is.
Yeah, probably.
If I go in the water, man, if it's fucking, I don't care.
Yeah.
Oh, man, the best.
In that water because what's in that water?
The funniest, bud, was we were at Martinez Park over there in the West Side, dude. Like, fucking, what is it?
Oh,
oh, dude.
600.
And this hill, it went like this. Stewart and 7th and Stewart, right? You go down the hill from 7th and Stewart, and then there's a gully like this. There's a gully like this, and it's a steep hill, bro. And it was fucking asphalt.
You mean that one by Arvada Skate Park?
No, bro. No, it's down.
Oh, it's all that, oh, that
it's
one.
The west on the west side, bro.
I know which one you're talking about.
But Martinez Park, bro. It's got a big sombrero slide at the park.
Yeah, I know which one you're talking about.
Okay,
yeah,
so
crazy.
Those fucking hills coming down, coming from the other side, bro. You come down a hill, and then there's two paths that converge right here.
Yeah.
And there's a bridge.
And then there's a bridge, right? Big Lou's fucking flying, standing up, and he's like, yeah, I got this.
Bearing my hand and everything.
Yeah, bearing his hand, I got this. And then when he goes to make the turn like this, the board just goes, phew, out from underneath him, and he hits the ground rolling, bro. And it would have been fucked up, like, if he went, like, into the river like that,
yeah.
Right? He fucking straight hit the fucking bar fucking to the walkway and goes like this. Pooh!
Oh!
Like that, dude. And he just fucking, he rolls over and he's like,
didn't steal my beer.
Where are you seeing this? From the top of the hill?
No, from the top of the hill running after him.
I didn't spill my beer.
A little bit came out because he was rolling like that.
But then he just
right into the bar.
Oh,
fucking dead stop, dude. Dead fucking stop, bro.
Is that the worst crash you saw, Big Lou?
Oh, no, dude. No. I fucking... One of the funniest was we were in a step... That's one of those step-side Chevys, the yellow one this time. And my cousin Melvin had a trailer hitch that hung way out, bro, so he could hook a trailer onto it, right?
Right.
Well, we all jumped in, and Big Lou's getting in the back, and he's fucking almost all the way in, but he's still standing up like this. And Melvin takes off, bro, and this fool goes, clunk, boom, out the back, and we're like, oh, fuck, Big Lou. And he goes, ah. And we're like, did you hit your head? And he's like, no, ah. And he gets up, and, he gets up, bro, and he hit the trailer ball hitch so hard on his ass that the the 1.5 inch was imprinted in his ass, bro. And it swelled like that, bro. Purple, he had a bruise this band. Fucking big, son. This dude,
When you swell up, cheek, you fucking swell up. Yeah, no, your balls, cheek, your ass, dude.
My whole cheek, bro. My whole
cheek. His whole cheek was purple.
No, well,
he had a black girl's ass for like a day.
I've been on blood thinners all my life.
Bro. Oh, God.
No, dude. He fucking hit. No, me and this guy, we have the worst luck, bud. He gets in a fight with his cousin Ray and breaks his leg. I tear my fucking ACL and MCL a week later.
Oh, shit.
So we're both on crutches.
Sitting at Bill Weider's house.
Yeah, we're both
in a hot tub.
Yeah, in the hot tub. With plastic bags on our shit like this. Fucking in the hot tub shooting the gun for New Year's, bud. Fucking hell yeah, fool. That's how you do it, son. Shooting the gun in the hot tub for New Year's was one of the gangsterest things I ever done, bud.
Yeah. Oh, that's gotta be.
Fuck yeah, bro. In the middle of fucking Northland.
And that white kid you killed with the bullet that came back down.
Hey, Bill Wheeler did it up there all the time. Fucking, it was cool. Yeah. if no white guy could do it, we could do it, son. You know what I mean, dude? He even told us to, huh, yeah. Dad? He's all, they expect me to shoot my gun.
45 and a 38.
He's all, they expect me to shoot my gun right at 12 o'clock. Yeah. So shoot that motherfucker. So we unloaded plastic, we had a picture of that, that would be a legendary picture. Hell yeah, dude, fuck it, dude.
These chicks came, bro, and they said, oh, well, we were going to go topless in here. I said, go ahead. You know,
yeah, no.
Got guns underneath our towels.
Oh my god.
Do you see, hear that? It sounds like some guys were shooting. Oh, like this. Bang, bang.
That's why I can't own a gun.
Yeah, you'll just shoot in the air. I can guarantee it.
I don't give a fuck, dog. It's my gun.
The last time you had a gun, your mom found it.
No, my grandpa told me.
Oh, no, wait. You had to fucking reveal that.
I had to hide it. And then when the motherfuckers were fucking around, remember when there was all those bums? Remember when the bums on Federal will fucking eat you back in the day? This is why. This is why I shot out the fucking door, bro, when all these motherfuckers were over here. The bums on underneath the Federal Bridge right there before 64, they would fucking eat you, homeboy.
What?
I'm not even joking. These are old school fucking vagabond bums that fucking never lived
before. Cannibal bums?
Yeah.
There's cannibal bums on Federal?
These fools were fucking wild, fool. They were... Dude, they tried to bash homeboy with the fucking hammer, huh?
That's gonna be the title of the episode. Cannibal bums
underneath the bridge on Federal, son. For real, dog. How big?
Yeah, they before tried to they bash built the light rail and shit.
Yeah, before they built the light rail over there, dude. That was fucking the That was the tent
city. How do you guys know that?
You had to fucking because the bike passed over there, bro.
No, you can't
go on the bike path after
they
six.
Built over, they built
after
over.
Six, fool. They take that shit the fuck over, bro. They'll swing hammers at you. They'll fuck you up, son. I'm not joking. No,
Do you think this is fake? This is for real.
I
didn't say it was fake. Did it happen to you or you?
Huh?
Did it happen to you or you?
It happened to our homie and his old lady trying to take their bike fucking down the bike path.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, dude. These bums are crazy, dude. They'll fucking rob you and fucking kill you and eat you, fool. What the fuck else do you do with the dead body, dude, if you're hungry, motherfucker? These guys are real bums, dude.
This is back
in the day, fool. Nobody gave you fucking money for free, bud. You'd have to go sit in the unemployment office all day, dude, to get some money. And you ain't doing that. You're going to eat somebody underneath the fucking Federal Bridge. Come on, dog. This is real shit. Hell yeah, dude. Hey, the old school, before the stadium went over there, remember 38th Viaduct, Big Lou? I'm not even joking, bro. The 38th Viaduct, they used to go over the train tracks right into fucking Larimer right there, right?
Yeah.
My mom used to drive over there to take my uncle fucking lunch because he worked at Mountain Bow back in the day, the tallest building in downtown. He worked there all night, supervisor and shit like that, right? We used to take him lunch and shit. When we'd go over that bridge, my mom was like, roll up your windows. roll up your windows. We'd roll up the windows and lock the doors because these motherfuckers would come out your car like it's fucking Apocalypto. Like it's fucking
like a shark coming after a boat.
Yeah, like it's fucking zombie land, fool. Like, for real. Hey, hey, hey. Fucking going in front of your car. Hey, hey, hey. Like really? That. Dude. Yeah, bro.
You just have to run them over.
Yeah, black dude, you have to fucking just keep going. You wouldn't stop at the stoplight, fool, late night.
Shit.
It was wild, dude. This is fucking 80s and 90s. Dude.
Yeah, like, no, everything's on
gentrified. No, how big, Lou? Yeah. Like, fuck, back in the day when...
No, before see, now, Big Lou, now don't fucking... No, before, all the yuppies are moving.
Yeah, before Big... You know, before
yeah,
Big
yeah, there's more cops. I mean, if we're getting...
No, there's kids. More cops. There's more cops.
Well, yeah, there is more
and
cops.
And you need them. You need them, right, Big Lou? Yeah. You think you need the cops, bro? Fuck this yeah. Coming from a guy getting arrested and all that shit for a bunch of dumb shit he's doing. You still need cops, right, Big Lou?
Yeah, because...
Come on, guy. No, you know hey, what bro. I mean?
Hey, I got an older sister, but one of these days she's going to start fucking me up, bro. And I'm gonna have
he's
to call
gonna
him.
Need the cops, bro. He's gonna need him.
You know?
Yeah,
you
one know, day I'm my serious. Mom's gonna be fucking me up. I'm gonna need the cops.
One of these days I'm gonna be here and we're both gonna need him. This ain't gonna fuck both of us.
Hell yeah.
So they, we've already got video evidence of him being beat by his mom.
Hell yeah, it's on YouTube, bro. I got video evidence.
Should you be, show that in your act.
Dude, I don't have to, bro. I don't know. That's, yeah.
I would love for you to start one of your that 30 minutes dude. You're doing. I would just dude. Love for it to start with you getting hit by your mom.
I can't, dude. Or that'd be like something to put at the start of a taping of a real show.
Yeah, right.
My mom kicking the shit. You ain't funny, motherfucker. Fuck you. All drunk talking shit to me. Motherfucker, that shit don't pay. You don't get paid. You don't get paid. It's like, dude, I'm an open micer. I'm not going to get paid for a while until we start getting booked, mother.
Yeah.
You ain't funny. You ain't funny. Fuck you. Fuck you. Oh, it's every day. That's what drives me, bro.
Oh, yeah. Your mother's contempt.
That's what drives me, dude. Yeah, dude. I'm going to fucking move into the house across the street, bro. I don't give a fuck. I'm going to move those Mexicans out of that house right there, bud. No, I'm going to move Big Lou over there, bud. And I'm going to still live here, bud. Fuck that shit. Son, you know
hey,
I
want is a garage, but and fucking build me a house.
I would love for build him to live across the street every morning. She just got to look.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind living right here.
She'd be like, fuck, ambulance ain't showed up yet, motherfucker.
Yeah, she's gonna fucking have a shot when that ambulance shows up. Like, I hope it's a body bag.
She's gonna pull all those fireballs out of her drawer that she thinks nobody knows about.
Drink all of them.
Yeah, dude.
Like, Big Lou's gone.
I was trying.
Come on, man. Don't get started on my ex-wife. I know she's still with me.
Yeah, right, Big Lou. Fuck, you fucking got a better chance than the bear, fool. I'm serious, bro.
Now, she
got
came home all grouchy.
Fucking a polar
she
bear.
Came home though, that all grouchy that for Father's Day because Lou bought me dinner. And
yeah, we were eating Lost Delicious over here. We watched Dave Chappelle. That shit was off point. Huh, Big Lou. Big Lou never seen that Sticks of Stone yet.
No, so you know, and as it comes out, well, I'm glad to see you're doing better. You know.
Yeah. Motherfucker. Underneath her breath. Glad to see you doing better, motherfucker.
I take a look and it still keep kicking, baby.
Oh, my God. Well,
I shouldn't have said baby, though.
Yeah, bro. She don't give a fuck about this cat, dude.
I said baby. She barely gives a fuck about you anymore.
What's up with that shit, Batman?
She was going to fuck me up, though.
You know we can hear the chair creak every time you move, motherfucker? Nah. What else, Big Lou? What do you think's going to go down in your future?
How many more years are you going to be kicking?
Do you
keep
think your memory is going to come back or no?
Oh, yeah. It's already here.
You tell us a story. What's your favorite story about my childhood?
When I went to Mexico? No. About your childhood? Oh, probably fucking Cousin Manuel's wedding.
Yeah.
When these guys ate all that fruit from the punch that was fun.
When we got all drunk.
Looking out there dancing with me. Out there dancing with me.
Yeah.
I was boning the girl that I was fucking setting up in the wedding with. She kept sneaking me in the bathroom after the park. There, she said, don't have to see. Let's just go out by the car, you know. You are going to do it the same way. Let your doggy style bend over.
So, when was your first time driving with your dad?
Who, me?
Yeah.
First time I was driving was with my stepdad, and it was one of those, like, on the lap, he controlled the fucking...
Yeah?
You know, yeah, I did that. How old were you? I think I was, like, 12, 13, you know?
And then how old were you when you drove a car for real?
When I drove a car for real, I was, like, 15. Or, no, I was, like, yeah, I was, like, 15. I drove a Toyota fucking Standard. That's how I learned how to drive Standard, is up in the mountains, up in Craig. You're talking about Craig up in those mountains? Yeah. That's how I learned how to drive Standard, is in a fucking Toyota. And then, like, halfway through the trip, the fucking one of the front wheels blew because I hit a fucking rock the wrong way. And so I had to drive in the rain with a flat tire down a fucking mountain road all fucking gnarly with one of those big old cracks in the middle. You know, you can't fall in those. That was a bitch, but it fucking taught me how to drive. That was probably the first time I ever drove a truck.
So, Big Lou, it was me, him, and my cousin Jose, and we're at one of his buddy's house parties in Lakewood, right? And we're having a good old time playing volleyball and this and that. And Big Lou had drove his truck there, right? And he parked down the road. And this is why I always park somewhere where I can leave quick anyways. You know what I mean? Like, I won't park right in front of your house. I might park fucking right in front of the neighbor's house by your house.
Or down the block.
Or down the block. Just so fucking I can get the fuck out of there, dog. Yeah. You know what I mean? I'll park... If you live on the corner, I'm going to park on the side right here, fool. You know what I mean? That way, I'm heading right to where I got to go to get the fuck out of there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, Big Lou gets pretty lit, bro. And fucking some dude starts talking shit to him right away. And some dude starts talking shit to him. And he's all, fuck you, hey, motherfucker.
I told my son what it was.
They start fucking.
His old lady.
No, so they're arguing, then it turned into a fight, and these motherfuckers really start duking it out, and Big Lou goes like this, tosses me the keys, he's all, go start the truck, and I knew how to start it, right? So me and my cousin Jose, we run to the truck, and Big Lou fighting all these fools walking fucking out the fucking party, dog, and then he jumps in the car. And he goes, go ahead, son, get us home. And I'm like, what? I'm fucking, this is like right
Sit
after.
Down first.
This is like right after he smoked weed with me at Elitch's, dog. I'm like fucking 13 no more. Maybe 14. I turned 14 by then, bud. You know what
I
mean?
He was 14.
But no, I don't think I was 14, bud.
Between 13.
So
and
anyways, I fucking throw it in the drive, clunk, clunk, like that, fool. And take off. And I make a right. On the first, bud, fucking took first all the way to Knox. I fucking ran the red light on Sheridan. I fucking ran the red light on fucking Lowell or whatever.
Oh my god.
I fucking turned.
Were you being chased
turned,
or did you just not know?
Nah, dude, I didn't know, bud. I just fucking 13 years old.
Got
I didn't know.
Home. He just got us home.
I got us all the way to my grandma's, full fucking parked on the fucking grass, dog. And Big Luke pulled it out the next day. Well, I put one fucking thing on the grass.
One tire on the grass.
You know what I mean?
But
it's like he drove home. No, fucking. It was just no. It wasn't standard.
Yeah, it was automatic.
It was automatic. That was your Chevy. That was your old school pickup. That was the one with the golf clubs.
Oh, all right.
Nah, dude, he had a golf clubs, and we used to fucking stick them out the back of the camper and spark them on the fucking on the ground. we were kids, so we'd hold them and we'd fucking make them hit the ground, and they would fucking spark.
Like a willy bar and shit.
Yeah,
like a willy bar. You know what I mean? We'd hold the golf clubs out the back of the fucking truck. And we'd make it spark like that, dude. Fucking just holding him against the ground while he was driving. Or, yeah, we fucking fucked up your tire that time. We played hockey at Sloan's Lake, fool. We got in trouble with that. Big Lou was pissed at us, dog.
Why?
Because we went and broke a piece of the ice on the edge of the lake, and we got the golf clubs, and me and Jose went running out on the ice on Sloan's Lake over there.
Oh.
And, like, it was probably cool, but it wasn't cool, dog.
Yeah, something happened, obviously, yeah.
But we were out there fucking, we're hockey guys! Ah, Big Lou, get your fucking asshole in there! Sure enough, right when we got to the edge, dude, fucking Jose fell in. And I fucking fell in when I was jumping for the land. We both got out, fool. But, yeah, we were stupid.
Yeah,
we
that's...
We were dumb, dude.
I never did nothing like that. I never got... any place I ever lived, it never got icy enough. Nothing ever got that cold.
Yeah, we fucking used to fuck around too much, bud. Fuck, dog.
Obviously.
But Sloan's Lake, what about Sloan's Reservoir and Beach, huh, Big Lou? That was where it's at, dude. That's where all the Mexicans used to party on the weekends, dog.
Yeah.
What did you used to take over there to sell weed in?
Big old fucking, you know, the big old Rubbermaid trash cans and shit.
Oh, yeah.
But like fucking shit, I was getting pounds of weed for $100 a pound and shit.
Jeez.
And stuff, you know.
How you get those kind of deals?
This is back in the day,
back
dude.
Oh, yeah, back when it was shitty.
No, it wasn't shitty, bro.
It wasn't shitty? No, was it dank?
No, it was the dank of the day.
Of the day?
Everybody, I tell you about...
After that, they started compressing it and helping to sneak it across the border.
Yeah, to make it smaller.
This is before then, bro. This is why
before
fucking...
Them, it still come, you know...
This is why they used to have a whole trash can, fool.
Yeah.
This is why they used to have a whole trash can.
Yeah, because you couldn't... You weren't compressing it back then, yeah, I guess. When did that start then? When did they start compressing it?
They started compressing it in, like, the...
80s?
No, the late 70s.
Oh, in the mid-70s? Okay.
You know, about 70s... 879, you know.
Just so they could get it across.
So
the
that's
border.
When he's 16, 17.
No, but,
so
but,
back in the day when he was
used
a kid,
to,
he used
I met
to
this
fucking...
guy in jail. Because they took me to Denver County when I was still juvenile.
Oh, really?
They fucked up. They had to drop all the charges. They gave me my truck back.
Oh, really?
Still had 150 pounds of weed on it. So I was still working.
Jeez, that's crazy.
No, but this was
How old were you when you had him?
I was 21.
Oh, 21? Okay.
I was supposedly a responsible.
At least considered by the law.
Yeah, I don't know how many hits of acid I took when he was conceived. either that or shrooms, you know. So.
Yeah, some shit.
That's why I'm so cool, bro.
I'm kind of partial to psychedelics.
Yeah, you know? Obviously. This dude is too. We're all partial to psychedelics.
And cocaineites, I guess opiates instead of opiates are like cocaine
dabs.
You know, I like
cocaine dabs. I coined the
dabs.
Phrase cocaine dabs, Dad.
I love cocaine dabs. But I got to wait a while and stuff to get my heart ticking right before I, you know, before I get back into cocaine dabs and stuff. You know, it's just,
when you get the right fucking regular dab to cocaine dab ratio.
Yeah.
And you're off the books, you could do it, buddy.
Yeah, once
right?
I'm off the books and stuff.
Once you're retired from the fucking
I mean, I always say, if you're going to do those hard drugs, do it when you're super, super old. That's the time to do it, because who gives a shit at that point, right?
Yeah, no, that's what, you know.
No, when Big Lou's done.
Primary care doctor tells me, I need you to get a colonoscopy, but I want to wait till you're feeling better. And I told her why. She says, because I'd hate for something to be wrong with you and just, you know, have to stick you back in a hospital.
Yeah, no shit.
So, I told her, I don't give a fuck, you know, I told her right now.
Put that finger in my ass.
Stick it in my ass. They had that shit in my ass last time.
Oh,
you know?
Shit.
Nah, dude, Big Lou was so plugged the last time he was in the hospital for that heart surgery, that's why he started getting septic. He was all plugged up, bro. He couldn't shit, bro, because all the fucking painkillers they put you on. That's another reason why I don't do no pharmaceuticals,
but
I like to take regular shits,
my body
just
fucking blew me up, bro. It just, all the fucking, like,
all the shit.
Yeah, all the non-digested meat or whatever.
Jeez, yeah, that's
just
gotta
blew me up.
Fuck, dude, we used to eat like kings too, bud. That's like, even when we did do dope, son, we fucking ate, bud. We made enough money for the fucking rent and to go get groceries, bud, and then we'd fucking do what we did. Yeah. You know what I mean? And then
I half the times, the cocaine labs pretty much all.
And then life. half the times Tuesday, Wednesday, when we didn't have money for cocaine labs, you know what we did? We'd go outside and we'd crack open some Transformers, bud, and get the copper off that shit.
When did Cocaine Dabs make it to Denver?
Oh, God, a long time ago, fool.
Like 70s, 80s?
Yeah.
80s?
Yeah, it was the mid-70s.
Oh, really? Oh,
okay. Well, we used to freebase back then.
Oh, yeah. Wait, what is freebasing again?
Tell them what's up. Just, show these, tell these kids.
It's
no.
With ether, bro.
It's with ether?
Yeah, with ether.
No, so you cook it with ether, fool. You cook it with ether, bud.
Well, you don't even have to cook it and stuff. You put your cocaine in there and fucking shake it up like this, and then you get an eyedropper, and the oil on top is pure cocaine. You suck it up, squirt it on the mirror,
and it dries like rock.
It dries, you know, so, you know, we play with the mirror and stuff, you know, that's what I used to do and stuff, you know.
Right.
Like a magician. Because
it dry a little faster and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
And then scrape it up and fucking get your bond going and shit and stuff. You get them fucking 1,000 mesh screens, about 200 of them, you know.
Yeah, and you just stack them.
And you just stack them and shit and stuff better than fucking...
Jeez.
Like the cotton ball was 151.
So what's better, freebasing back in the day or cocaine?
Oh, yeah.
Dabs?
No, well, it was cleaner.
Oh, it was cleaner.
But there was still cocaine dabs. So.
Yeah, right.
It's all the same, bro. Just like fucking, but like see, I said,
know, like
dog.
Now, you know, you're trying to take everything out with baking soda and shit and stuff, you know. And they got chemicals that'll make it puff up once it comes back to.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, so... You don't know
it's
if you're
fucked up, bro.
Worth.
They're not selling nothing nice, bro. No, and all these kids getting that fake shit on the internet, dude. Fake cocaine. They're just killing themselves, bro.
Fake cocaine.
They're still on, like, on the Silk Road and shit.
I met this Colombian dude. He fucking, his brother gave me a key. I had that thing gone in fucking, you know, 20 minutes. You know? Sold the half key right off the bat and shit and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
And pieced out, you know, like fucking quarter pound here, quarter pound there.
Jesus.
You know, and that was just my friends that, you know, hey, I just got out of the hospital and they want me to do shit like this. And then, you know, a couple of weeks later, no, this was the last time I got out of jail. You know, and then, you know, my buddy Big Dan, I can't say no to him because... I've known him since I was fucking 12 years old, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And just, you know, old school takes...
Have you ever had a kilo of cocaine?
I'm not saying nothing.
I'm with the FBI.
No, have you ever seen nothing, dog. I'm fucking...
Have you ever seen one?
Yeah, I've seen a bunch, dude.
I've never seen a kilo of cocaine.
No,
in
dude,
person.
You don't even know, bro. That's like, fuck, dog. You think fucking Cisco and all those guys are fucking the people you don't talk to? I don't even talk about most of the people I know, bro.
Yeah, no.
You know what I mean? That's like, I fucking make a call to our uncles, my Uncle Jared, bro. We just seen that little pimp just the other day, fool.
Yeah.
If I called him, fuck, dude, I'm made in the shade, bro, but I can't.
You can't do that game anymore.
I don't want to do that. I don't, because you know why, bro? And that's the reason why Greeley's happening, bro, is because I didn't fucking fall into that shit, dude.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean, tall guy? There's consequences for your actions like that, bro. That's why I don't have 5 charges all around town. Right, Dad? Nah, dude. Can we talk about, since you almost got away with it pretty much, can we talk about what your court case was for today? This fool is getting pulled over. He might not have a license, registration. They're going to let him off with that shit, right?
No, I had license.
But the idiot that he's with
has warrant.
So Big Lou goes, cuts the red light, cuts the stop sign, blows a couple stop signs, boom, 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 goes down to the creek. Fool jumps out, boom.
Time to jump out.
I give up.
Oh, really?
Went around and had a couple blocks, and I threw my hands in the air. Cop says, where did he jump out at? I told him, I don't know.
Oh, shit. Wait, did you get pulled over and then take off, or you just took off immediately?
No, when he got out of the car, I took off.
Oh, good move. Good job.
No, I'm smarter than him. You know, he was almost to my car. Didn't have his hand on his gun, so.
So you just, like, took the fuck off.
Stupid, you know? Though, bro. They got cameras, Big Lou.
Yeah, no, wait, George loves that guy.
No, but anyways, that's what I would do for the homie, too, dude.
No, but George's wife wasn't working. My partner, George's wife, just got laid off from work, he said, right before Christmas, you know, right after Thanksgiving, right, or, you know.
Right.
On Thanksgiving week, you know, when they were getting off anyway.
Yeah, there's a lot of excuses for doing dumb shit,
he was the only one bringing money in, you know.
Did he get away?
He got away, yeah. They impounded my car. He did get my car out of the pound, though.
Oh, that's good.
To get my car out of the pelvis.
Well, that's good. I'm glad that you got away with it pretty much.
But he's the reason why he's in there, bud. He should pay for that shit, bud. Fuck, I... Jesus, bud.
Would you do that for the homies? I feel like you just... You just gotta go to jail, bro.
No, I would, dude. I would. No, I would.
Oh, okay.
If I knew this motherfucker, if he had to get away, dude, you know what I would do? I'd be like, yo, dog, I was like... You better be ready to fucking run and get the fuck out of my car when I tell you to, dude. Because I know I could probably duck some cops, bro.
Right.
Nah, dude. Fucking the best was Leo. Remember Leo's cop getaway story?
Yeah.
Fucking the homie Leo. You know the guy on the with the crutches?
Yeah.
Fucking this motherfucker in a Dodge Neon, fool. All right. They had G-ride this. They stole this car 2 days before this, right? His cousin, fucking Ted. And then Leo's driving it. He's with his lady. They're smoking weed. They're cruising up and down Federal. Had dope rims. They had fucking nice bumps. You know what I mean? They're rolling this G-Ride like idiots, fool. Instead of taking the rims off and fucking taking the system out of it, they're rolling it, right?
Oh, God.
The cops hit them, bro. They go, boom. This is all over there off of 44th by where Popeye's is. Homeboy goes, yeah, I dipped through the alley, and then the cops was fucking G'ing on us from fucking Federal right there, so they're going alley by alley. He's all, and then I just went like this. He's all, we started going right at each other on 46 right there. He's all, and then the cop turned, and I went around him, but then the other cop fucking turned coming left straight at me. And when I turned, I went, boom. And he blew out the front tire, and he fucking bounced like this, bro. And then going south onto Federal, bro. Oh, cutting through three lanes of traffic, dude. Cutting south on Federal. Then started G'ing up 44th, bro. He's all, dog, we G'd out 44th. We were at Kipling in 2 minutes, son. He's all, we were riding fucking sparks flying. Fucking on a blown out fucking rim, good. Son. Like 80 miles an hour in fifth gear down fucking 44, dude, all the way fucking from Federal to fucking to Kipling, dog. He's all before we fucking jumped out that bitch and caught the bus home, son.
Jesus. Dude, he's all on the bus?
They jumped out the fucking car and got on the bus and caught the 44 bus all the way back home.
That's a great move.
Oh, dude, fucking Leo's gangster, fool. That fool is OG, dog. Leo's one of the closest homies, right, Big Lou?
Yeah.
Fuck, dog, Big Lou.
It hurts to see him like that.
To see him like that, but you know, at least he's Leo alive, too. Yeah. Same with you, yeah, player. No, same with you, player. Yeah, you met Leo. He's dope as fuck.
I still go by there and probably give him shit.
Yeah, he used to come by 5280.
As a matter of fact, I went by there not too long ago. Well, last time I was out of jail.
Is 5280 still open?
And out of the hospital.
Yeah, but I wouldn't go in there. They got the COVID. Them Mexicans got coronas, all kinds. The Mexicans at 5280 Tavern, bud. I just don't trust Mexicans because a lot of them do drink that Corona.
Are we at an hour?
Over.
Okay.
All right.
I think that's a good time.
Yeah, that's going to be good.
Those great stories. Thank you, Big Lou, for being on the podcast.
Yeah, all right, Big Lou. Thank you for having me.
Yeah,
good times, dude.
I had fun. Peace out.
Peace.